We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. It's your man, Jason, in the director's seat as usual. Let's kick it to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Hey, guys. Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here. I don't think I have a story, but last week I definitely had a story, and I didn't say it, and I forgot like what it would have been. I'm just going to go ahead and continue on with the show, but I swear I had a story to start the show off with.
Dex, 2 weeks in a row, you're failing.
I know.
Todd of God, what up, bro? Welcome back.
Welcome back. What's me? I haven't been anywhere.
You have not. When's the last time you was on the show?
Last week.
Did we miss it? Did anyone else see Todd on the show last week?
What show?
This show.
Not this one.
Not this one.
You asked me to leave because my technology wasn't what you needed it to be. I was trying to use a mobile device. And Bluetooth.
Well, that's just how it is. That's not my. I can't help it. You just didn't make the show. No one heard you, so you weren't on the show.
I was there.
You showed up for class, but you know the class just didn't necessarily
put you in.
Bill, what up, bro?
I'm getting the land of the living.
Amen. Someone stop texting. I got
what
my
phone.
Or maybe you just should put your phone on silent.
Oh, girl, calm down. Damn. Girl.
Y'all are nasty.
This whole William pretending to be a kind person thing is not working for me.
I am a kind person. You are just a mean and nasty individual. That toxic behavior.
Homophobe, xenophobe, a bigot, everything else.
Are you talking about the virus or Will?
William.
That is baseless, classless, and egregious.
Guys, we have breaking news. Your president is tweeting, Donnie Boy. Donald Trump has tweeted the following. For all the money we are spending, NASA should not be talking about going to the moon. We did that 50 years ago. They should be focused on going to much bigger things we're doing, including Mars, of which the moon is a part. Go ahead, Donald Trump. Do you want to read? You want to read your tweet?
Well, I just want you to know that we've been to China, and we're not going to the moon anymore, folks. We did that. That's 50 years ago, folks. Okay? They should be focused on much, much, much bigger, huger things like the wall that Mexico's going to pay for and going to Mars. And we all know that Mars is a part of the moon. Defense and science, folks, okay? God bless America.
Do you guys really believe that, like, we went to the moon?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. It's America. We went to the moon. If you don't like it, you can go back to where you came from and we'll build a wall there too, okay?
I just don't believe that happened. I really don't like it.
I think we should charge people to look at the moon, and if we did, we wouldn't have any deficits because our flag's on the moon. Something.
None of the spooks, none of the spics, none of you all think the moon happened.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, you gotta watch those S words.
Gotta watch them.
Didn't I tell you how William is?
Compliance. Did you go to compliance training? We need to do Bro Talk Live compliance.
The moon was real. Elvis was the king. End of the story. God bless America and no place else.
goodness gracious. All right, moving on. DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled.
We the best. Who we?
We. Did you listen to his album?
You know, I listen to DJ Khaled album more.
DJ Khaled released an album. I think it's called Father of Assad, who his son's name. And the album did not go number one upon its release. Tyler, the Creator's album, Igor, ended up going number one, much to the chagrin of Sir Khaled. The DJ had this to say in the back of his Maybach after receiving the news that he did not go number one.
I gotta say this too. I make albums so people can play it and you actually hear it. You know, driving your car, you hear another car playing it. You know, go to the barbershop, you hear them playing it. You know, turn the radio on and you hear them playing it. You know, it's playing everywhere. It's called great music. It's called albums that you actually hear the songs. not no mysterious shit, and you never hear it. On your dome.
A little shady there. The mysterious shit, little line there. But people are saying that Khaled was mad because Epic Records, which is his record company, did not give him the necessary energy, I should say, to go number one. They say, quote, he stormed into Epic with an entourage. He was angry and yelling. He threw a temper tantrum. An industry insider added that he was furious. There was some nasty stuff said. Publicly, he's all about positivity, but there's a mean side to him that people don't see. He overhyped the record and blew it up as his biggest album ever. One of the things that DJ Khaled is mad about is that an estimated 100,000 downloads of his album were sold through a bundle deal with an energy drink called Turn Up, and also Awake, another energy drink. But those sales weren't included in his sales by Billboard. The source said that Khaled was upset that his label wasn't fighting for him for those numbers to count. If they did, he would have went number one. I saw this story on Twitter. I retweeted the Fader story saying, so he was trying to cheat. Dex saw this and he decided to respond to my tweet by saying they let Travis, talking about Travis Scott's merchandise, be included in his sales. I replied by saying he's cheating too. And Dex said, Billboard cheated. Artists don't make the rules. And to that, the New York Times decided to do an investigation basically on this whole bundling thing and how bundles are being counted as record sales and all this stuff and how Taylor Swift does it and a bunch of other artists do it. But it seems like Tyler, the Creator, also did it as well. He offered clothing and even campaign style lawn signs while DJ Khaled's album was included with energy drinks through an e-commerce site called shop.com. So Billboard gave the victory to Tyler, the Creator, after looking through it because they disqualified DJ Khaled's bundles purchases because they say that the marketing by the website that the stuff was sold on called shop.com had crossed the line by encouraging people to buy in bulk, saying people should buy 12 packages to push DJ Khaled to number one. So the Billboard president said, we saw an organization encouraging purchases among their members by promising them material and organizational benefits. And so Tyler, the Creator, had a reaction to this. He just said, I'm doing good. Yeah, I am. Igor out now. A poll was done by Complex, and they asked, should Billboard change the result so DJ Khaled has the number one album? About 73% said no. They say Tyler earned the number one spot. Guys, how do you feel? Do you feel like, DJ Khaled was robbed off of a technicality? Should he get the number one spot? Should the bundles count? I mean, he did get number one this week, but should he have debuted? Was he robbed that opportunity? What do you think?
I mean, by looking at exactly what you just said, like it goes down to like what me and you were discussing, like the artists don't make the rules, Billboard does. So if you guys are making rules and saying like people are allowed to use their merchandise as album sales or goes towards their album sales, he's selling merchandise. Like I think that should count towards his album sales. However, if you guys are, if DJ Khaled and other artists are going by these new Billboard rules, then they're not defined, then Billboard can do whatever they want to do with this stuff. They can be like, oh, well, you can't promise anybody anything. You know what I mean? Like, because it's not defined, like what that means, like they're able to change it whenever they want to.
I think the shot that he took at Tyler, the Creator, was unnecessary. I mean, he did come out and his people did say that he wasn't mad at Tyler, and that mysterious shit comment wasn't talking about Tyler's music, but it was something he was just mad at Billboard the way they were doing it.
I mean, in his defense, though, name two Tyler, the Creator songs, though. Like, what is he? I don't know his music.
I do. I mean, just because I'm a fan, but, I mean, I get your point. He's not a popular, I'm not saying he's not a pop artist like DJ Khaled is. He's more of a eclectic indie hip hop artist. So, but he has his fans, too, clearly, because he went number one. And my point is, you guys feel free to chime in, but my thing is, if you tried to cheat and you still didn't win, then you really didn't win.
Well, he didn't try to cheat. He tried to go by the new rules.
I guess. I mean, wasn't Nicki Minaj mad at Travis because Travis went number one? Wasn't that, yes, that whole thing because Travis went number one because he was selling merch?
Yes. And meet and greets with Kylie and Stormy.
Right. I mean, she was mad about that. So clearly it's not a thing that everyone's doing.
But that's why I say I'm not really mad at DJ Khaled for saying something about it. Like, I get it. It's okay that he said something about it. I just, because you put your work into this, like you put your all into this album, you put it out there, and then to not get like the top spot because of a technicality, like that's a little insulting.
Is there any kind of vindication now that he's gone number one? I mean, I guess it's kind of spoiled, because don't you want to, isn't that a big thing, Bill, that you want to debut number one?
You want to debut number one, but I mean, at the point you were like pairing merch with, I mean, that's not something that has been done. Like, most artists just let the music speak for itself. So if your music, I say, if your music isn't enough, all this, you talking about all this albums that stand the test of time and this and that, if you got to pair it with something, it clearly ain't standing the test of nothing, but it's the merch. Like, so how about you just make good music, make better music next time?
Say Taylor Swift does a bundle deal with some, with a bunch of companies or whatever, and she ends up breaking Michael Jackson's Thriller record. Is that the same? Like, is that not cheating?
No, it's not the same, because Michael Jackson.
So this is cheating, no?
I'm not saying it's cheating. What I'm saying is they are using, I mean, in a way, I guess it is cheating, because Michael Jackson used just his music to do what he did. He broke the record with just his music. He didn't partner with Pepsi and like hand out a free Pepsi for every download you sold. Like, it was just his music, and that's what stood alone. So if your music is not good enough and you have to pair it with all this and you have to pair it with that, then just make better music. Stop complaining and stop whining and make better music.
Wait, one more point I wanted to make is that I don't think, even though you do this, like everybody could try to do this, but it might not work. Remember like years ago when Ciara allegedly was giving out her album Fantasy Ride with KFC, with like boxes of KFC chicken.
I don't remember
like
that. Hold on. She was doing what?
Like, remember they were like, if you get, I don't know if this is real or not, but they were saying like, if you buy like a box of chicken from KFC, you get a Fantasy Ride CD from Ciara.
Seriously?
I'm serious. Google it. Like, that really was a thing.
That's amazing. Ty, by the way, you just sent me a picture. I love the way that you're set up right now. I appreciate your dedication to the show. The summer is ours. Lil Boozy, Boozy Badass, is in the news for acting a fool once again. He was on an American Airlines flight, and it didn't go so well. He posted this on his Instagram page. American Airlines are racist, with the R being just the letter R. Ignorant, BMFers, FAFs. I hope you bees and all y'all planes crash. Very upset. This is a story that he wrote to caption that post. The man who just refused to let me get on the plane with my kids is a BA hater. If I ever see you again, I'm going to spit in your effing face, you BA hater. The captain told you that we could be let on, but you did not want us on because of your jealousy towards me. I miss my effing pool party, you BA ho. You jealous, broke A, and it's just a lot of insults. You look like a B. I bet your kids suffer because of you. I bet they hungry now because of you. And he just keeps going, blah, 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 blah. And he basically just said, I basically hope you crash and burn. And if anyone got a problem with what I said, you can suck my D, see me in the streets, and say something. So he wished a lot of bad things on the American Airlines employee. American Airlines talked to TMZ. They said Boosie's inbound flight from Jackson, Mississippi was delayed, and he arrived at the gate for his connecting flight after the door had been closed. While we understand missing connections are frustrating, Boosie was not denied boarding for any other reason other than he arrived after the door had already been closed. They gave them another room and rebooked them, but that did not stop him from wishing death on the employee. Guys, how do you feel the way Boozy handled this?
Is he even allowed to fly out of the state? What's happening here? Somebody needs to call his parole officer the way he carried on.
You know, it's crazy because I always look at it like there are certain rappers who went to jail and they came out, and then we kind of compare them a little bit. So I look at Lil Boozy, who came out of jail to just a bunch of mess. Then you look at Gucci, who came out of jail and just glowed up. Like, Boozy, what were you doing in prison that you came out acting worse than you were acting before you went?
Jail for murder, wasn't it? Like, they both beat murder charges, I think. Like, and this is two completely different people on the way out.
No, Boosie need to go back.
Could you imagine him in that airport acting like a damn fool?
Ty, could you imagine being on Boosie's flight? He was in the airport
in Jackson, Mississippi, too. Let that sink in.
Jackson, Mississippi. God help us.
They probably walk you to head. Was like, don't let him on that flight. He acted a plum fool in that last one. That's why they let him in.
So what would you do if you were on that flight? Would you have fought for Lil Boosie to get on?
I'd have fought for him to get off.
Talking to the pilot like, y'all ain't finna let him on the flight, is it? He getting on this one?
What was this like? Wait,
flying, like is he him flight? Or me?
With like and all that stuff?
Say it again.
He's like flying a regular flight with like a layover. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. I guess it was.
Well, that's the problem. It happens. You got to be there. Well, doesn't Lil Boosie run the streets? He doesn't have any way to fly.
Boosie don't run nobody's streets. The only thing he runs is his mouth and those fingers on Twitter.
We were told by a very excited video that Lil Boosie runs the streets. And I'm assuming that they have a way to transport him a little better than that.
Boosie home. Do you think this is worth a pool party? Like, was a pool party worth this type of reaction is what I'm trying to say.
They probably didn't want him at the party. Was it his party?
He said it was his.
Was he throwing the party?
I guess so. I mean, the
people the people probably had a better time without him. In fact, they probably didn't even know he wasn't there until his rant.
You think they still had the party?
I think they had the party.
Party paid for.
Party paid for. They had the party without him, most definitely.
Oh, so he just said, oh, yeah, that's why he said, I miss. He didn't say we didn't have, I had to cancel the pool party. No,
you miss, not we. You.
you know why he said,
fly coach with you.
You know why he said he missed the pool party? Because he was scrolling on Instagram looking at them pictures, mad he wasn't there.
He got to watch it on live.
He was on his way to the Fyre Festival and realized he couldn't go.
All right, moving on. Justin Bieber is in the news because for whatever reason, he just decided at 5:34 in the afternoon on June 9th that he wanted to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared. He spelled it wrong. You're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? UFC president at Dana White. Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise, who are you taking in the fight?
Let me tell you something. Justin Bieber is Canadian Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible. You decide, okay?
Tom Cruise will beat the shit out of Justin Bieber.
Let me go USA, okay?
listen.
Beat Justin, Tom Cruise just like his father should have.
Isn't he the one that's a Scientologist?
Yes.
It's crazy, though. Not only will he beat the hell out of Justin Bieber, he'll probably bite his face off.
And he would do it.
Some crazy
mess. So I'm going with him. I'm going to put my money on the great old U.S. of A.
Absolutely.
Tom Cruise, like, excommunicated his whole damn family. Like, you think he wouldn't beat Justin Bieber?
So what? It's USA versus Canada. I got the Golden State Warriors over the Raptors, and I'm going Tom Cruise over Justin Bieber.
I heard that.
All right, Tom Cruise over Justin. He's got 31 years on Tom Cruise. Like, you know
the great old stars and bars. You hear me? Old glory.
Remember versus those Canadian used to be as a kid? Like, remember back when he was in his teens, how reckless he used to be? He was dangerous.
Yeah, but he wasn't messing with Tom Cruise at that point because he knew better.
Okay.
You should know better now.
Time for racist. In this week's racist, we have some interesting good reports about things that happened to racists across America. The first one is Linda Fairstein. Have you guys seen that Netflix special yet? When They See Us, or are you guys still not watching it because it's going to depress us and send us into?
I watched it. I did watch it, actually.
Oh, you guys made it out?
Just barely.
It wasn't hard for me.
I didn't watch it in spurts.
Oh, yeah, Dex, you were the one who said last week that you're not affected.
That's what my story was. That's what it was. I just have to apologize for my rant last week. A lot of people, like legit people who I didn't even know listened to the show, hit me up and were like, Dexter, you sounded really insensitive saying that stuff. People can be triggered, blah, 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 blah. So I apologize.
That was a great apology, Dex.
buried in midway through the show that no one's going to listen this far into.
Well, it was damn near the end last week, and people listened. Like, my dad came to me and was like, yo, you really can't talk like that. And I'm like, bro, you share fake news on Facebook, you tell me what I can do? Okay.
He gonna beat your ass when you listen to this.
Don't disrespect your father like that.
Well,
we won't stand for it.
Prosecutor in the Central 5 case, Linda Fairstein, is under criticism. She earlier this week resigned from the Vassar board because she was criticized and she didn't want to bring shame to it. Then after that, she was dropped by her longtime book publisher. And this story came out that Linda Fairstein would not consult on the Netflix show When They See Us if the producers spoke to the accused men. She was so high and mighty and so convinced that she's not wrong that she said that she clearly didn't want the producers and the directors talking to the five men if they were going to also talk to her. She only wanted to present her story without any sort of recourse. Well, that didn't happen. So they didn't interview her and she ended up getting fired anyway. So she wrote a editorial in the Wall Street Journal saying Netflix's false story of the Central Park Five, Ava DuVernay's miniseries, wrongly portrays them as totally innocent and defames me in the process. So she, of course, goes into detail about how she was wronged and how the report is inaccurate and how her life has been ruined by Ava DuVernay.
Of course.
Ava had this to say, expected and typical, onward. So Ava DuVernay gets the last laugh in all of this. Guys, should Linda have been punished for something that happened so long ago? And
Linda should have been punished years ago.
So this is payback punishment?
Linda should have been punished in 2002 when they found she made up all the bullshit.
Absolutely. And while we at it, we need to find that that porcelain faced devil that lied on Emmett Till and hang her at high noon.
She's dead already.
Yeah, she died.
She died. Oh, well, glory to Jesus. God don't make no mistakes.
Oh God!
Should she have been punished for something that she did so long ago?
I do want to point out that they dropped her, but she farted out like 20 books. So, if you know, that wasn't like an effective thing to do. Nobody was about to buy this next book anyway.
Well, like I'll put it like okay, look, I look at it like this: like Linda was. All right, so she was a part of the DA back in the day, and she used to prosecute sex crimes against women. So, like, with that being said, I think that her biggest thing was less about racism and more about, like, I want justice for this woman. That's how I kind of looked at it a little bit. So but I kind of,
But in your seeking justice for this woman who was wrong, don't you think you should do your job more thoroughly? Like, at the point you just take the confession of these black boys who actually did not do anything, like, and now, years later, you're still painting them out to be like they've served times they did not deserve to serve, and you still like, it just caught up with them. Like, girl, what?
Like, I just, I don't know. Like, I kind of look at it with this situation, like, so put it like this. With Netflix, they never interviewed her. Like, they didn't get a chance to interview her, which I can understand why she wouldn't want to consent to an interview, because, like, why would I consent to an interview of you sitting down with me and then you're sitting down with me? Like, you're sitting down with them. At some point, like, the stories aren't going to mesh. Like, they're not going to make sense. So I can understand her being upset with Netflix. I can also understand her not wanting to sit down. And we don't know her side of the story. We don't know, like, what she actually heard from these guys. We only know, like, what Netflix put out, what Ava DuVernay put out. So, like, from her perspective, I can see her being like, no, like, I had reasoning to believe that these guys did X, Y, Z, so forth and so on. Like, I can understand, like, how she could see it that way. And my biggest thing with this, and I'm not saying that she shouldn't be, like, punished. I think if she was still a district attorney, you're done. Like, you can't do this anymore, because if you made this mistake once, you've made it again. You've made it multiple times. So she shouldn't be a district attorney. But that's not what she's doing now. And I don't really understand how we're punishing her by pulling her books off the market and stuff like that now and making her get off these boards when this isn't what she was doing in the first place. Like, I don't know. I would hate for me to have
her job herself to begin with either, because she prosecuted the wrong group. Fire from everything. Snatch up them books. Slide over that money.
But I would just hate for me right now to be working like where I'm working. And then like I make a mistake there. But then 10 years later, I go to become the president. And like you guys are like, oh, no, no, no. You can't do this. You can't be a teacher. You can't be the president. You can't be a firefighter because you did this 10 years ago, which is unrelated to what you're different. Doing now.
That's like different. Make a mistake on your job type. Right. It, the way you're saying it simplifies the whole thing. Like if the story is correct, and we're pretty sure it is, because this story has been out far before this, the Netflix documentary came out, or movie, sorry, or whatever it was. That it's not just about making a mistake on your job. It's about piecing together a story that didn't make sense and then selling it because you felt like that's what happened without really doing a thorough investigation, knowing that none of this stuff made sense. Like they reinvestigated all this stuff. They're like, none of this matches. There's no DNA. There's no this, there's no that, but you're going to sell this story. And you knew it was easy to sell because all you had to do was say white woman was gang raped by a bunch of black people, show all the black people, you know, you're going to scare the jury. You know what I'm saying? And it was just crazy. Like,
Your mistake not only affected the lives of these boys, but their families were receiving death threats. Like, come on.
Like, you ruined their lives. Like, what you did was immoral. It ruined the lives of young people. People were hurt, seriously hurt, raped, crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you caused that just because you didn't want to investigate properly.
Now, would you guys be interested or willing to sit through something where she tells her side of the story?
Absolutely not. I don't want to hear it.
She's been telling her story for years, but the fake one.
And now what about the jogger? Because she actually believes that these guys were involved. You don't
remember what happened. Otherwise, them boys wouldn't be locked up.
Yes. Okay.
The jogger.
It's just with some man that was already locked up and saw that them boys was locked up and realized that they shouldn't have been locked up because of something he did for them to get released. Absolutely not. I don't want to hear nothing none of them got to say.
Nice strong take. That's what I like to hear.
There was somebody else that was involved in this case who actually like was a part of getting the guys locked up who actually passed away like recently, like shortly after the documentary came out, he like died from like cancer.
Good for him.
No, that's not William. Good.
What? God. Let me tell you something. We've been sitting here playing this nice role and cuddling up and just being quiet about the way we've struggled for the last 400 years while they pillaged and plundered. I've had enough.
I mean, I understand. But
enough of it. So if you affecting the lives of our children and you're killing up our children and so what, you got throat cancer, get over it.
Mm-mm. I've got great news, guys. So one of our little things that we proposed for Black History Month actually got picked up by one of the states. So Oregon has decided to pass a law allowing lawsuits against racist 911 callers.
Yeah, that was a BS report for the week, just so you know. But go ahead.
Well, it crosses both patterns, so next time don't do it at the last minute. The bill allows victims of these calls to sue a 911 caller for as much as $250 if the victim can prove that the 911 call was racially motivated and that the caller intended to discriminate or harm the reputation of the victim.
Oh, please.
Now, see, that's a nasty little caveat. Look at the right there. Because if they calling because we barbecuing, you know why they calling. Ain't no, like, what you mean? What do you mean I need receipts now? Like, how is that even going to work? Like, how do you propose I even get these? So now I'm getting locked up and charges are being pressed on me for harassment intimidation because I'm trying to get little Susie's phone because she called the cops on me for walking my dog? No.
Did she call you a nigger? No, sir.
Right.
She's not racist. That's not racist.
That law doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't like
they
it.
Don't
like it.
They listened to us because they heard what we said, but they didn't listen to us. Like, because they didn't really get the logistics right about this one.
Well, how would you propose that at work? Like, how could
You heard
like I said last. Like I said, like when we put it together, it's $1,000 for any person who calls the cops on another group of people. For simply being the color of their skin.
But how can you prove
so
that?
Like it's no protocol.
When you show up,
what do you mean, how do you prove it? When they call, say, is it a bunch of black people? You say, yes, you paid $1,000. What do you mean?
Like Jason. What? Like, listen, Them putting this, proving it was racially motivated, just means that it's another hoop that Black people have to jump through to justify that they're like, why do I have to justify my existence?
How else?
Like, this ain't another caveat like, for me to justify my
prove that it's racially motivated.
Yeah, you can't just accuse someone of doing something racist.
I can't just accuse somebody, but they can accuse me of just standing here being like, they can call the cops and say, oh, he's stealing, even though I'm just standing here. Like, are you kidding me?
What I'm saying is, you have to have some sort of proof that it happens, because if that's not the case, I could just call the cops on anybody.
How do you gather, like, for in the case where they were barbecuing, how do you gather proof that that was racially motivated other than the fact that she was ridiculed on Twitter?
That's what I'm asking you guys. How is this going to work?
That's our point.
You didn't have to.
The fact that she called him,
that's my point. They should not have to. Them having to do that is another hoop saying that you are not even worthy enough. You're not even dignified enough to be. You're not even worthy enough to be dignified as a human being. Like when, like that. That's
in the Constitution.
Well.
I understand you guys' point that we shouldn't have to.
Well, leave it there.
But I'm just saying, how would this work if this is not the way to do it?
Once they receive the call, right? They show up. They see that it's bullshit. They write their report. You ask for the report. You sue they ass. That's it.
Isn't bullshit subjective?
No.
Basically, it's like
they realize, oh, this is bullshit. Like, according to our laws, this is bullshit. They write it on the report, like, here, sue these people, it was bullshit. There you go. If the police officer, if there's a bunch of Black people gathered up and a police officer is called, they show up to the scene and they get back in their car and walk away, you can pretty much assume it was bullshit because they were itching to arrest somebody.
All right.
I'm with you.
I'll leave it.
I'm with everybody here except for Jason.
I just have questions. It's not that I'm not on you guys' side.
Jason, you're not going to be happy until it happens to you.
First of all,
I know it's right.
I am one of you guys. We are all Black.
Jason will be in the midst of hauling one of them dead birds out of his window, and a police will come to his ass.
No, when you do that, though, like, that's not racially motivated. That's just rude on your part. So they're right to call the cops on you for that.
You guys let go of this bird thing. I poured my heart out last week about stepping on snails and how heartbreaking it is.
Now after you done killed the birds.
Snails were not birds.
Right. Discrimination.
I cared about the birds. I just didn't want them scratching while I was trying to sleep.
Also, it was okay to kill them.
I didn't kill them. It was a toss. We've been over this.
Can you prove that they didn't die?
And to be honest with the snail story, actually, I listened back to that episode and you said, like, I accidentally step on snails when I'm walking and looking at my phone. If you know the snails are going to be there, why are you looking at your phone?
Well,
like, you're not
even
trying to.
I don't.
Irresponsible. Irresponsible.
So, Jason, I put it like this. What if there was a law that snails could sue people for killing them? And you're saying that you're just walking, you're not paying attention to them, but you're killing them regardless. Do they need to have proof that you didn't do it on purpose?
They need to have proof that I did it, first of all. But they need to have some type of. That's why there's such things called manslaughter and murder. One is intent, one doesn't have intent. So, yeah.
Well, you committed both though with the snails and the birds.
The birds, I don't know if the birds survived. The snails,
guilty.
The snail, guilty. Can snails survive if they're like shells crushed?
No. Can you survive if your spine is coming out of your stomach? No, you can't. So they can't either.
Q&A.
You with them, Dex. After a very nasty section where we found out Jason is a murderer, here's where you all. Q and we A. So we have four questions. Backyardigans, hide the wedding ring, exit protocol. I smell like
let's do the last one.
I smell like grandpa.
All right, let's start with that.
All right. On the way to an interview today, I realized that I had spilled my partner's aftershave on myself and noticeably smelled. Think grandpa's aftershave smell as opposed to something lighter. I stopped in the restroom before the interview to wipe off as much as I could, but apparently I wasn't able to get much of the scent off. Once I was in the interview, I realized I still smelled like grandpa. For for what it's worth, I am a feminine presenting woman. I sensed the interviewers smelled it too, and I was distracted, wondering if I should mention it or not. I was interviewing for a job. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I was interviewing for a job that entails a lot of extended one-on-one meetings that require building relationships, and I can imagine the interviews having concerns about hiring someone who smelled strongly. Because I was so distracted, I also rambled for a few questions. I left the interview drained and feeling unsure whether the moments when I connected with the interviewers would make up for the scent, or if I should mention in my follow-up email that I usually try to go scent-free and acknowledge that I smelled in the interview. Perhaps related. I sense the interviewers seeming alternatively engaged and tired seeming, and I'm not sure how much of this could have been a sensitivity to scent. The interview lasted 2 hours total or something else.
What do you want?
That wore me out.
I wonder what's wrong with the interviewer for you to read that question.
Dear God Almighty. Sis, just make sure you got the right aftershave on. If they don't hire you, then
she don't wear aftershave. Like, that's not...
Listen, I know the interview went well, but I stink. Like, no, just let it go.
So she shouldn't say anything to the people?
No. No, I don't think.
For me, if anything, I would have made a joke like when I was there. But like, because you didn't, like, you leave that alone.
And then you look clumsy as hell, like, and late. Like, you spilled aftershave on yourself. What? What?
Why? Because you was rushing.
Why didn't you just, like, change? What happened?
Or take it. Like, and how do you spill aftershave on you?
Just probably knocked it over while at the sink or something like that. I don't know.
Sidebar, do you guys use aftershave? I've never used aftershave before. Shave.
I don't have any facial hair.
Okay. I had to.
And you use aftershave?
I have no other choice when I shave because my face will break out. Godly fever fest.
It comes in a cream. I've never seen it as like splashy, something I could spill.
Sometimes when you buy like cologne, they'll give you aftershave and it comes in like a gel form. I just don't see how you could do that. I don't know. It's weird.
How'd you accidentally knock over aftershave on you? Like, what were you doing?
But if you know you stink, like, why didn't you? See, like, the reason why you don't want to bring this up is because, like, you should have had enough time to, like, quickly change or wash yourself off or jump in the shower real quick or change your clothes or something. And still got into the interview on time. Like, why are you like this last minute? So then you're like, oh, I feel aftershave on myself. Like, that makes you look like you don't have good time management skills. Like, go over, like, just ignore the fact you stink and don't show up stinking again.
And last thing, so we can move on, is that if you stink by putting on your partner's aftershave, you need to stop going to Walmart and buying your partner's aftershave. Like, you need to step it up. Like, because you shouldn't stink because you wore somebody's aftershave. It shouldn't smell bad.
Noir. Bod.
Oh, gosh. Bod. Bod. Bod, man.
Gosh. Let's do either Backyardigans or Exit Protocol. Ty's probably a perfect one for Exit Protocol. Backyardigans is a family issue.
I don't want to deal with family.
All right, let's do family issues.
Which one are we doing?
Backyardigans.
I don't want to do that one.
Well, we could do both.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. My fiance and I won a small backyard wedding with about 75 Ooh. Guests. My grandmother has a huge yard that would be perfect for our upcoming wedding. I asked her if we could get married there, and she said yes. So I was very excited to start planning. Then, last weekend, I had lunch with my sister. She told me our grandmother is too old and isn't well enough physically to go to get her house ready to host an event like this, so our mother will be doing most of the work. I told her it was an outdoor wedding. All we have to do is get some, you know, I can't see that.
Chairs and everything will work out.
Yeah, I don't have any glasses on. Chairs and everything will work out. My sister started telling me I have to plan for parking, bathrooms, permits, chairs, a tent for bad weather. That's all too much. Alerting the neighbors, hiring a lawn company to fix up our grandmother's lawn. And I'm sure I'm forgetting stuff.
I agree with your sister.
If I say you do need all that stuff, like that's not negotiable.
I just wanted a simple backyard wedding and my grandma agreed to it. Now it feels really complicated. I'm upset with my mother and sister for inserting themselves into something that ought to be between me and my grandma. How can I get
Sister. They're not about to back off. That's their grandma. You're holding this big-ass party in their back in grandma's backyard, and you need permits and tents, and like they said. What the hell you think this is?
Wait a second. Wait just a second, because I'm going to disagree with you. I disagree with them. I do think that they're right. All this stuff is going to be necessary. You're going to need all this stuff, but don't sit your ass across from me at this table and tell me all the stuff that I need to get done. Tell me what you're doing to get it done for me. Tell me how you're alerting the neighbors. I don't care. Tell me how you're alerting the neighbors. Tell me what lawn companies you think I should go with. Tell me what company you talk to about the bathroom.
Said that mother will be doing most of the work.
Okay, that's fine. But don't sit around. I can't stand the person that will sit up and tell me a bunch of issues that I'm going to run into. We're
like, oh, mom, I don't need that. Mom, I don't need that. So mom was like, can you please talk some sense to your sister? Because she won't shut the hell up talking about what she don't need.
Don't talk sense to me. Find me some solutions. Don't bring me problems. Bring me solutions. Sister,
you're ruining your own wedding. You need all these things. And so mom is trying to get them done, and you're in the way. So they're not.
No, I want solutions.
How about, here's one better. Not only y'all tell her all the things she needs, since she wanted to do this so bad, make her go and do them.
What do you mean?
She complaining, I don't want my mom doing this, and I don't want my sister in my business. So mom and sister need to say, all right, go ahead and you do all those things yourself. You go get the permits. You alert the neighbors. And
but, that's what they're telling her to do anyway.
Down, honey.
Well, that's what she needs to do. It's not saying they're not. Well, she's saying they won't back off. So I'm not getting a feeling that they're going to say, here, you need to do A, B, and C, and we're not going to help you with anything. I feel like she doesn't want to do any of this stuff because she thinks that it's too complicated.
That you wanted to send the backyard wedding like it was a cookout or something like that. She could just invite 75 people.
With 75 people.
That's a lot of people. Well, 75 people is a lot of people. And then you definitely have to tell the neighbor. Are you kidding me?
I just tell them they're having a cookout. They invite it. Don't ask them any questions. Show them what you're
doing. Don't ask no questions. Just bring a gift.
You could do it. I mean, she could do it the ratchet way and just have it. But good luck.
What about bathrooms? Like, people have to have 75 people have to have some place to park.
No, they don't. Go before you come. Leave your babies at home. Grown folks cook out.
Where are you going to park? You going to catch the bus?
Jason, they gonna catch the bus.
Like,
way around the corner somewhere.
Like, it has to be a big place. I'm sure the buses don't. If some place has a space for 75 people in the backyard, then I don't feel like this is on a bus route.
Probably not.
Well, that means you better be careful the 75 people she invites.
Now that means grandma better get her permit so she can drive that bus.
Oh, they better carpool to the wedding.
Yeah. Grandma might work. Grandma gonna be mowing the lawn and everything.
Grandma going door to door, like, hey, so you know my grandbaby's getting married Saturday.
Oh god.
Jacked up, man.
Grandma.
Or what you need to do, what the mom and the sister need to do is let her go ahead and have that wedding and call homeboy from a few years ago that just got out of prison and have him make the lemonade.
Why not?
All right, y'all want to do one more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exit protocol. Tysine, this one's for you. Go ahead, Bill.
Exit protocol. What's the proper protocol on timing for telling your boss that you're leaving? I recently gave notice at an organization that I've been with for several years after receiving a job offer with another company. I was ready for a new challenge and wanted a change in industry to have more career opportunities in the future. I wasn't unhappy and miserable in the role. I just felt that chapter had come to a close and it was time to move on. When I gave my notice, my boss was upset that I didn't want to talk to them during my decision-making process and let them know earlier that I was thinking about leaving. In my mind, that would not have been the smartest move for me, because showing your hand too early can backfire if you don't. Hold on, I got to zoom in, y'all.
Jesus, who gave him this job?
If you don't find a new job relatively quickly. If my reasons for leaving had been something they had the power to change, I might have been more inclined to have a conversation. But that wasn't the case. We have a friendly working relationship, but I wouldn't describe us as friends. We don't hang out outside of work, but we do occasionally, we do text occasionally and get lunch together about once a month. I think they're more inclined to conflate coworker with friend than I am, so that could be playing a part in their reaction. I feel comfortable that I handled the situation professionally, but have been wondering if you have any thoughts on how to handle talking with your boss about leaving before officially giving notice. It's never fun to blindside someone when you leave, but I think it just comes with the territory at work, or am I completely off base? I need y'all to shorten up these questions. Y'all give us
two. Like that first line, sweet Jesus. First line was the entire thing. That's all we needed.
Like, come on.
You were writing me. You were really writing me nothing. Nice. Like, we don't have that much time on the show. Like, we got it.
Listen, everyone just mad about the question. Like, no one.
It gets, just real quick, there is a protocol. You put your 2 weeks in and you go on about your business.
Well, it honestly depends on what profession you're in. We have to give 60 days notice.
I don't have to do it.
No, no.
I have to tell you 60 days that I'm not coming back.
Or they go for your certification and they can revoke it. But anyway,
they sure can.
What was I going to say? With this, I told my boss 5 years in advance that I was leaving.
He ain't lying either.
So it depends.
You did what?
I told him 5 years in advance. Like, I'm like, you got about 5 years. Then I'm done.
And then you left within that 5 years, didn't you?
Absolutely. I'm leaving at the end of the school year coming up. That would be my fifth year.
I remember what happened. It was dancing.
Prior to that, I blindsided my job. Prior to that, I told them at the beginning of the school year that I was coming. It depends on how much you like the person. Like, the job I left before the one I have now, like, I literally walked in the summer. It's like, yeah, I'm leaving. So it really depends on your relationship and how you do it. Like, I always write them a very nice letter of resignation that's like props up the organization and makes my leaving as a reason, like, oh, I'm just trying to grow as a person.
Okay, so what about the letter thing? Because this is what I'm always confused about. So when you write the letter, do you give it to them and then tell them, or like, how do you give them the letter first? Like, what do you do with the letter?
I start talking, and as I'm speaking, I hand them the letter.
That's right.
So what do you say? See, I don't do you say like that. What's your I've first words?
Do you have a moment to talk?
And?
I just wanted you to know that I've decided to move on from the organization.
That's professional. That's confident. You've done this a few times.
I have.
Dex, what do you do?
So first off, the letter that I use to leave organizations, Ty actually wrote the letter. Like, I actually still use the letter that
he wrote the book on this.
No, seriously, he wrote the letter. I use a letter that Ty wrote to quit jobs. So what
that email was forwarded to all of us.
Yes, and I still use it. Well, I haven't used it in a while, but I use it. It's really good. Like, it's like the most well thought out thing ever. It's like you give a compliment to them, you compliment yourself, but you still let them know, like, I'm better than this. Like, I'm out of here.
Stephanie, if people want your template, are you going to make this available?
No.
What do you mean, no?
He is charging all of me.
No, I'm not. No, you need to come up with your own letter. I just gave it to people that are close.
He's speaking too hastily. You all can email me for his Cash App and then we'll talk.
Yeah. Really, actually, email me for my Cash
App. It's really important to me not to burn bridges when I leave a job. Like, really important. Because, like, you never know when you're going to have to like look back and need that person. So it depends on, honestly, it depends on what's protocol around your field, like your job. You have to kind of be within that protocol. And like, if they're offended by the fact that you're leaving, then you may have missed the mark somewhere. So if it's like, you want to talk to them, like, for example, my current job, I wouldn't blindside them with the fact that I'm leaving. Realistically, I said, like, you know, this might be my last school year. I'll be looking this year. So there's a possibility that I won't come back the next year. So they're well aware that this forthcoming school year may be my last. You know what I'm saying? But it may not be. So they know, like, but I'm looking. So it just depends, like, because we have a close relationship. I wouldn't blindside them, like, oh, by the way, I got another job. Here's my 2 weeks notice. Like, no, that's not going to work.
I feel like if you're in your 30s, you probably aren't in an area where you're going to blindside anybody. Like, we really can't afford to burn any bridges in our 30s. Like, we just can't do it.
Agreed.
So, the Cash App, you can send it to William and get that information so you can support Ty's
reputation business.
Guys, maybe we should do the last question. Just because we did everybody else's.
If they didn't run a whole not as long as this thing is.
Oh, I didn't look at it. Sorry. I'm not gonna do it.
I'll be reading till Christmas. No.
That was questions. brotalklive.com/question.
/question. And here is the preface. Don't y'all give us a whole bunch of nonsensical details.
Let the people express themselves. We're lucky that people are still writing into us as rude as we've been.
Speaking of nonsensical details, jizz a time. All right, we're gonna play a game called Make a Take before the break. Since this is the last episode, last live topical episode for the summer, we will be going on break till August, but we will still have some content coming up on the page, so we'll still get some stuff. But yeah, live shows and stuff will start back up after the summer. So we're going to make some takes and see, you know, if these takes hold up and see who's right and who's wrong when we come back. So the first one, NBA Finals is right now, as we speak today, the Golden State Warriors are down to the Toronto Raptors 3-2 in the series. So who's going to win the series, Toronto or Golden State?
Golden State, USA. Let's do it.
All right, Bill said Golden
State. I'm going with Toronto.
Dex going with Toronto. Okay, you're going with Drake, right, Dex?
Unfortunately. Wait, did y'all see that thing of Drake yesterday when he looked like so defeated? Like he really put his
all. It was so phony. That was an awful acting job. I can see why he's not on Degrassi anymore.
Mm-hmm. You can see why he's not on Degrassi anymore?
Because Wheelchair Jimmy wasn't cutting it.
Yeah, they had to cancel his ass.
Cancel.
All right, Ty, who you going with?
Golden State.
Golden State. Okay. I want to go with Golden State. I think Toronto's going to win, though.
Let's go, Jason. Team Dex.
But I'm going to go with Golden State.
Ooh.
Oh. So Dex the only one picking Toronto. Dex probably is going to be right. But, you know, I'm a ride.
Can we put some like money on this?
Absolutely not. I'm a whole.
I don't have any money. It's stretched out again.
So we all saw what happened between Jay-Z, Beyonce, and the owner's wife of the Golden State Warriors when they were on the bench, and the lady leaned over Beyonce. Beyonce looked disturbed, perturbed, and insulted. The Beehive hopped on that ass of that woman, and she had death threats going up her ass and all this other stuff. So it got very, very disruptive for her life.
Ridiculous.
Kind of died down for a little bit. Stephanie Mills, who is a singer, the Bro Talk Live Instagram account wrote former singer.
Jason, who's mom?
Who'd you say, Bill? Former singer?
Who's mom?
Meek Mill. Mother of Meek Mill, Stephanie Mills.
No, don't do it.
So the Mills.
Meet the Mills.
Meet the Mills.
Former singer, mother Meek Mill, Stephanie Mill. No, whoever wrote that on the Bro Talk Live Instagram account, you guys, come on, grow up. But Stephanie said, Nicole Karen, what can I say? You are the wife to an NBA team owner, and Beyonce is the wife of a billionaire. Just a note, the Warriors team owner is also a billionaire.
Right.
Just out there. Why are you leaning across Queen B allegedly asking about an effing lime? Girl, calm down. I'm sure with all the noise in the arena, you could have simply asked his beautiful wife what her husband wanted in his vodka soda. FYI, little nasty Nikki, never disrespect the Queen Bee by leaning over her. I think they've been married long enough for her to know what he likes in his drink. After all, she is Mrs. Sean Carter.
Jesus, help
very
us.
Very passionate.
I mean, no, it wasn't passionate. It was one of them old aunties that's like on Facebook monitoring your every move.
Little
like,
nasty Nikki.
Commenting like, Jason, you didn't call me yesterday.
Erica Badu said, yes, I agree. If B was really agitated, whatever that means. Tank spoke to Stephanie Mills saying, you are legendary. Your caption is not, with all due respect. Lettucey, cutting up early, Stephanie Mills, and had a little kiss blowing session with her through emojis. Discount Designer said, Lettucey, this is why no one listens to your music.
Why is it so funny?
Messy Maribel?
This is why no one listens to your music. That is terrible.
Dragging her. And then Beyonce's publicist basically had to go on Instagram and said, every single day on the tour I saw love, which is why I also want to speak here to the beautiful Beehive. I know your love runs deep, but that love has to be given to every human. It will bring no joy to the person you love so much if you spew hate in her name. We love you. Spew hate in her name. Gracious. Do you think Beyonce will release an album first, or will be back courtside at an NBA game?
An album. She knows. She knows better.
Courtside at an NBA
courtside.
Game.
Courtside.
Well, you can't think both. You can't think Golden State is going to win and she'll be courtside.
Beyonce has been literally on the cover of hundreds of magazines, and she has not sat to do pictures with any of them.
But I'm saying, like, if Beyonce goes courtside at an NBA game, she'll be there to support Golden State. If she goes there, they're going to lose. She's bad luck. So, therefore...
Didn't they win when she was there?
No.
They lost.
Oh, girl. B got to stay away.
Although Golden State did win the previous series when they were in Houston. Well, not the previous series, but earlier in the playoffs. She was in Houston at a Golden State-Houston game, and Golden State won that game.
Give us this second,
So that's kind of different.
Give us this second Netflix series and stay away from Golden State so they can win.
Ty, do you think we're gonna get an album first, or Beyonce sitting in front row?
Album. They're not letting her back out there.
They're not.
Yes.
Jesus, they're not letting her.
Her little.
Do you think she had a responsibility to kind of clear this up herself?
I think she should have. Like, why?
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. Beyonce has not cleared up anything since the people said she worshiped the devil 10 years ago.
You said absolutely?
Yes. Like it's not like one of those things like, I get it, this is your publicist's job or whatever, but like, Beyonce, like, stop playing. Put it out. Like, it's almost like she enjoys this. You know, at this moment that we're speaking, someone is putting bees under Kid Rock's photo. Beyonce, put a stop to this.
How can she put a stop to it?
Say stop. Say y'all chill. Like, what is that? Like, say, okay.
She doesn't even acknowledge the foolishness.
She doesn't even acknowledge them.
She acknowledges nothing. She lives in a world where nothing exists.
The only time Beyonce ever acknowledges the quote-unquote beehive is when she's, like, in concert. And she needs them.
I'm about to say, after they paid $300 for a seat.
That's the only time. Like, it would have killed her to say, like, you know, I really wasn't offended. I was just tired. Or, like, something. The only reason why she wouldn't comment is that she was dead-ass annoyed. And
I'm not even sure Beyonce is a real person at this point.
But remember, she did the same thing with Carrie Hilson, like when that whole Carrie Hilson beef thing. Like, she never actually said that she didn't like Carrie Hilson. But
now you're realizing Carrie Hilson deserved what she got.
I'm not saying she didn't deserve it. I'm just saying that Beyonce never said she had a problem with her.
They can't put her in case.
Hurt your back.
Just in case.
All right, moving on. The 2019 XXL freshmen have not come out yet, but they might be out by the time we get back. So this is what we're going to do. There's going to be guaranteed to be someone there named Baby. There are a lot of babies out right now, all by the original Baby, you know, the Birdman.
What happened to that boy?
Yeah, him. The Birdman, the original Baby. So we also have, in order here, Lil Baby, Sada Baby, Da Baby, Bad Baby, and Blip Baby or something like that.
Blip.
And I want you guys to tell me who is who on each of these songs. See if you can guess.
Oh, wait.
Guess by the song which one is here, okay? So I will give you the options after each one. And we'll try to get this right. All right, so first one up, we have this song. Let me know who this is.
If you touch me, you gon' bleed. Big brakes, you know what I mean. Big brakes, you know what I need. He pull up and it's all love. We pull up and it's all good. Like bitch, it. We up one. Good deuce, deuce for your son. That's on us, that's on blood. That's see how I'm a player. You know we in the treetops, I'm saying. Draco on me, that's a Reebok.
Bad Baby, Da Baby, Lil Baby, Bally Baby, or Sada Baby?
That's the baby.
Wait, which one is that guy in the middle?
The one in the middle?
Yeah,
that is Da Baby. Oh, the one in the middle, in the direct middle, is Da Baby. With the beard to the left of him
the one with the beard.
That's Sada Baby.
I'm going to go with him. That's him.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
Ah, you guys got it right. Sada Baby is right. Look at you guys.
Only because I know the other two voices.
That is Sada Baby. All right, so still left, we have Lil Baby, Da Baby, Bad Baby, and what's this last one's name again? I can't. What's her damn name?
We'll call it Green Baby.
Bally Baby. That's a Bally Baby.
Jolly Rancher Baby. Mean?
All right, next up, here we go.
Go bitch, go bitch, go Bessie. Can't fuck with these hoes because they messy. Go bitch, go bitch, go Bessie. Can't fuck with these hoes because they messy. Go Bessie. Then my motherfucking best friend, Bessie.
Didn't they just throw that other girl song?
You talking about Tokyo Tony?
That girl with the red hair.
That's Bad Baby, aka Catch Me Outside.
Okay, so you think that's Bad Baby? You guys agree?
Yeah,
that's good for her.
That's her.
Yeah, that's her. All right, yep, you're right. That is Bad Baby. Ding, 2-for-2.
You can tell that sound is shallow and pedantic.
Shallow and pedantic.
Yes, Lord.
Is it bad that I don't hate that song?
I hate it
too much. I just want that noise down. Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go.
We started off as close friends. Somehow you turn into my girlfriend. We used to tell each other everything. I even went and bought a diamond rings. Mentioned earrings, everything was so cool. Lately, baby, been acting so rude. I don't know what somebody told you, but I ain't gonna lie, Mr. O.U.
All right, which one's that one?
The baby. That's the guy. Little Drip Too Hard Baby.
Wait, who's that?
Little Drip Too Hard Baby.
He's saying it's
Are
little
you sure?
baby. It's little baby, but like he sings a song, drip too hard, don't stand too close, you're gonna fuck around around. Yeah, catch
song. I don't think that's
the first guy or baby.
All right, so here I'll do the other one. So that was the first one, and so we have two choices because we already know that the last one is this girl, Bally Baby.
Just like a panther, not talking money. I cannot answer, making money, so you know they can't stand.
Obviously, that's the last girl.
Is that the girl?
That's the girl with the green hair. I don't know who that is, though.
But don't.
Valley. Yeah, that's skipper. Her.
So that was one male contestant. Let's do the other one, and then you guys decide who's who.
I'm going baby on baby. Uh-huh. That nigga a bitch. He think he a gangster. He probably still slanging 380. Probably told you I'm lit. Come get you a sniff. I'm pure like cocaine in the 80s. Pull up rocking all white like I'm
God. Right, I like so, that one. Who was that?
Yeah. The first one is Little Baby.
Wait, which one is Little Baby? Which one is Dub Baby?
So I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play both of them again.
Do like do one with the beard or without the beard?
The other two babies are without beard.
Oh, I already got the middle guy with the beard. Oh Lord!
Direct middle, right under the Birdman's face. That is Dub Baby. To the left of him is Lil.
That was him. That last one was him.
Yeah, the one you just played, but the one before that was Lil Baby. Off his close
friends. That's Lil Baby.
That's Lil Baby, and this is Da Baby.
I'm going baby on baby. Uh-huh. That nigga, bitch. Yeah.
You guys got 5 out of 5. I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, like, the last time we did this, I was actually very embarrassed that we didn't get it, and I work for a radio station, so I took a conscious effort to kind of know these people these days. I can't know all their stuff. But I know some of it. I know enough to keep myself in the conversation.
I wasn't embarrassed at the last one because I got more than they got because my students.
Well, this wasn't
abreast.
Actually the double XL. This was just the baby edition.
Oh,
so you'll probably see Lil Baby, Da Baby, and maybe Bad Baby on the cover. Those other two babies, I don't think won't make it. But oh, Bill,
I only like the one.
Bill, I got a question for you. So we were talking about Da Baby. This is at the beginning of that video. It's called Going Baby. I want you to tell me, is this nasty or is it valid? Listen to the story that he told in the beginning of the video.
Okay, look, we was in Milwaukee doing a little show and shit. We got on a plane. They tried to let a bitch sit next to me with a dog, the ugly ass dog.
Yeah, she has luggage. This one yours?
Does the dog, does it go in the bag? That shit shouldn't be sitting next to me. And then they try to make us put our Louis bags on the floor.
Hey, this is a $2,500 bag.
Well, right. Two bags on the red
bulls. Like we ain't two niggas that ain't never had shit. You got us fucked up. When we like, nah, what you mean? Put that dog on the floor. The bag, that stays here. But why you guys? Couldn't fly first class.
Huh? Not back here. Should be flying first class.
Hey,
back here,
if the flight wasn't...
I say, bitch, let us off in the next city. We flying private.
No, you didn't. Because let me tell you something. I've been flying a long time. It don't work that way. Ain't nobody tell you to go ahead and buy a coach in the first place.
Let us off at the next stop like it's a bus?
Yeah, like you want a public bus. Let me off in the next city. Yeah, since we're not making no side stop for you to get off,
they about to let him off that one.
Let me tell you something. When I get on the plane with my Louis bag, I'm sitting in first class. Ain't nobody gonna sit next to me with no dog and tell me what to do. It ain't no book too late. He booked right
first
on time.
Class
that's how he got
available.
A seat.
And some other seats ain't
always. Exactly. There you go. First class always.
Would you have a problem if someone suggested that you put your dog on the floor instead of their Louis bag?
Well, I don't travel with a dog. I travel with my Louis bag, so I got a problem.
If it were my emotional support dog, I'd keep it with me.
Right,
Dex, you thought that was nasty.
I think him calling her the B word was like really like aggressive.
Really,
like, that
aggressive.
Wasn't necessary.
Talking about we flying private. You couldn't afford the private flight. That's
now
why you
we know you're not flying private. That's a big leap. Like I can see,
in
like
the video. In the video, he's on a private jet.
Of
you
course,
you can rent one of those. It's a video.
They put his ass right off of that. Any plane ain't going nowhere in real life.
Nowhere. I don't want you to think it is.
Speaking of going nowhere, it's time for Dex's BS report.
Jason with another terrible, terrible, terrible transition into the best segment on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dexter's BS report. All right, the way this works, I give these guys a couple stories. One of these stories is absolutely true. Everything else is false. First stories first. So we all know this weekend is Father's Day. Jason, Ty, you guys are fathers. Happy Father's Day to both of you guys. You might not be able to celebrate it, though. There is a new petition now to cancel Father's Day. Women are saying that they've been holding it down for long enough that they feel like there's no need to put Father's Day on the calendar anymore. So they're calling for a boycott of Father's Day and just celebrate the women who gave birth to you. The men didn't really do much work there. If you guys are the type of people who sleep with the television on, you might want to be careful. A new study shows that people gain up to 11 pounds a month by sleeping with TVs and lights on. Walmart is launching a new service where they're going to deliver groceries straight to your refrigerator. You go ahead, you order from Walmart, they come over, they put the food in your refrigerator, and they go on about their business. And last but not least, there was a man who was arrested for impersonating a McDonald's worker. So he would go into McDonald's restaurant and he would say, like, oh, you know what, I work here, whatever. He would go straight in, wear a suit and tie, test different products out. And something that came directly from one of the cooks in the kitchen, they said when he came in, he would rush into the kitchen, check everything, taking notes and asking for samples for whatever he wants. He probably worked for the company before because he knew everything. Turns out the man never actually worked for the company and was actually stealing food from McDonald's. Those are BS reports. What's true? What's false?
Okay, that last story was definitely the president of the United States. That's real. Has to be. He walked in and was like, I just need the quarter pounder with cheese, the double stack.
He said, I got to test it out.
I need to see the big one.
Hold on, Bill. What do you want? What was the first thing you wanted?
I want the quarter pounder with the cheese. Stat, folks. I need those fries golden. It's huge. Supersize me.
I don't even have supersize anymore. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh, you people killed me. I think... What was the first story?
The first story is canceling Father's Day.
We're not doing that. That's false.
Now, are you saying that because you're a father?
Regardless. So that's deaf.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I know that lights and TV thing gaining weight. I know that's real because I heard that one on the news
yesterday.
Yeah, I did actually. What was the other one? Walmart doing what now?
Walmart is going to start doing deliveries where they deliver directly to your home and put the food. Even if you order food, they'll put it in your refrigerator for you.
Oh, let me tell you something. Walmart is a plantation.
Let me tell you, they don't let people do anything. So I definitely believe that one.
I worked at Walmart for a good 2 weeks.
You were miserable. I'm
going to do that.
So Ty and Jason, you guys think that there's no way there's a petition to cancel Father's Day? And Will, you think that Walmart's a lie? They're not going to be delivering stuff to people's homes?
No, no. Hold it now. You said putting stuff in people's refrigerators.
Yes.
I know that ain't happening. Fat chance of having to get Walmart or something like that.
This is great because this is the final episode and I'm super excited that you guys are all wrong. All the stories I gave you guys are all true except for the very last one, which is there is not a man impersonating a McDonald's employee. He is, however, impersonating a KFC employee and he's going into KFC and acting like he works there and eating food.
Right. You like KFC that bad? That's okay.
Could you imagine just throwing a suit on and just going to a restaurant and being like, let me just test this out?
Yeah, I don't know no different.
Could you imagine picking KFC to do that at and not like someplace better?
Yeah. Like, that's the only problem I have with
right. All the restaurants in the world you can scam. Like, you pick KFC for what?
I mean, come KFC of all places. Are you getting that free Sierra album? Is that what it is?
Smuggling them albums.
That's not huge at all. It's not huge.
And that has been Dex's BS reports for the season.
So yeah, they really are doing the Walmart. Really is going to people's fridges, running up to people's houses.
That's what I figured because they already do it for elderly people. So Walmart's probably just extending the service to everybody.
They better be careful, though, because don't nobody steal more than a Walmart employee.
I know you're right.
How you going to be going up to buy your refrigerator?
I know you're right. I would just say I know you're right.
You used to work for Walmart, so do you still?
Ooh. I sure did. Used to work for Walmart.
He used to steal.
Now, what if you put something that you don't like in the refrigerator, like ketchup? Like, do you put ketchup in the refrigerator?
Not if it's unopened.
It depends.
And if they did, I'd probably be pissed.
I used to walk around Walmart and grab them little Ritz bits out of the little dollar things and a pack of Swedish fish and walk around the store till it was gone.
You shake them in your hand. You shake them in your hand like you roll dice.
So you resigned from Walmart, or did you get fired? It sounds like you got fired.
I ain't get fired. I quit.
But you were stealing from them. So
were you relieved of your duties?
Absolutely. No, I can't quit.
I'm strongly encouraged to leave, or did you?
No. I decided, like, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. They was like, because they said to me, oh, you got to work Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day.
I said, who? No days off.
I was like, who? I don't even work on the weekends.
Said, let me just tell y'all right up front. You have to work all the holidays.
All the holidays, y'all. I was like, that ain't happening. So I gave them 2 weeks, and after the 2 weeks, the lady was like, she gonna try to play me. She was like, what, you gotta go back to your real job? I was like, yeah, in fact, I do. Why, yes. What thanks for saying, asking.
Like, she's like a mistress. Like, you gotta go back to your real wife? Like, what? Damn, calm down.
Yeah, Walmart, it was nasty. And then when I was, like, quitting, they gonna say to me, oh, you'll be back. Don't nobody ever leave Walmart.
Like, it's jail.
Let me tell y'all something. I don't even shop at Walmart anymore.
Jail. Don't nobody. You gonna be back?
Yeah, you'll be back. I said, no, I won't. I ain't coming here to shop.
Have you been back?
I go to Target.
Trader.
You better believe it. Walmart is a prison. I had to switch teams.
Isn't it crazy how Walmart and Target are blue and red, like the Bloods and Crips?
I never thought about that. That's true. Is this show over? Or are we like talking? What's happening?
All right, we have the seats.
Hey, this is the time of the show where we seat people who need to be seated. Guys, this is going to be good, so it's got to be our last. This is our last one, so it's got to be good. Who got a seat?
I do, actually.
I do, too.
So I went. I have two seats. Earlier in the week, my youngest niece had a move up day from kindergarten to first grade.
That's a seat within itself,
which is why it's a seat. That's why it's two seats. Now it's three. Just think about it. So the first seat is to them for having this move-up day, because y'all just be giving kids anything. That's why they're so entitled. That's why they're
participation trophies
for anything. My second seat is to these parents, because this had to be the most ghetto affair that I'd ever been a part of. I mean, sweet Jesus. Like, I literally, like, the boy in front of me, as we were standing to like record them singing the song, stood up several times while I was recording, and he had to be popped in order to sit down.
Not
like,
popped by you.
Physically had to pop this little boy and tell him to sit down.
Wait,
and
stop you him. Did that?
But yeah, that I did that because his mother wasn't.
You I'm put your hand to somebody's child. So I'll be going online and thought my report.
Enjoyable. You enjoy that.
I hope that's and your seat.
And the third seat is for my youngest niece, because she had a nerve to call me ghetto.
You are ghetto, clearly.
Well, I guess all three makes it.
Oh my God, right. I'm floored.
I'm floored too. I ain't never been to something so ridiculous.
No, I'm reporting you. I'm talking about something else. I'm sorry.
Well, enjoy. Go ahead.
I have a seat too. So my seat is going to go to our president, what? President Donald Trump. And what? Yeah, because no. Wait, say that again.
No way.
The reason he has to be seated is because he tweeted out, like, you know, So this month is Pride Month for the LGBTQ plus community.
American Pride?
No, like gay pride and transgender, all that. Like, it's their Pride Month. So he tweeted out, like, you know, like, happy Pride Month. I'm standing in solidarity with you guys. I'm celebrating with y'all. So then they were like, okay, we appreciate that. Can you fly our flag above the embassy as well? And he was like, no, I'm good. You have to be seated for that. And then, like, I've seen so many people online, like, complain about manufacturers like Uber's doing it, Apple's doing it, everybody's doing it, where they're transforming their logos to the like the LGBTQ plus flag logo. Like, they're doing it to show that they support these people. Like, I've seen so many think pieces like they're not supporting them, they're just doing it for attention. Like, at the end of the day, they're giving these people support. Like, let it go and leave it alone. And then if you're mad about it, how are you mad about somebody changing the colors of their logo? Like, come on. Everybody with an issue with it, please take a seat next to President Trump.
But why does President Trump have to take a seat for not flying a flag? Because the petition said that they wanted to remove the POW MIA flag and fly that one.
No.
Yeah.
They asked him, can you please just fly this flag in general? And he said no.
So what's wrong with that?
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it?
Because there are people in other countries, and there are people even in our country that would like to know that they're represented. There are people who are working in the embassy who are part of that lifestyle and would probably want to feel like they're represented as well. Like, I don't understand the issue of trying to represent the nation. Like, people in this world are gay and they have a flag. Like, why would we not put their flag up? I don't get it.
I was just asking.
You're one way or the other. I got you together.
You didn't get me together, sis.
Next week.
Jason, you got
to go to this woman. I was driving and I made a U-turn. But I made the U-turn and I guess the light on the other side had changed. So they were coming up on me as I was making the U-turn. And so this car, I guess, tried to take off at the light and they sped around me. And this white woman, like, is in the passenger seat and she's like losing her shit. Like, she's going on, like, just cussing me out, like, going on. What the hell is wrong with you? Are you crazy? Oh my God. Hands off the window and everything. And so they kind of speed past or whatever like that. And then I catch him at the light. So I pull up to him at the light right next to him. And I roll down my window and I just stare at her. And she's looking at me and she throws her hands up. And all I do, I very slowly lifted my hand up and I gave her the stiffest middle finger I had.
And who is the white lady here?
She was so offended. When I tell you, she gasped. Like, I could feel the breath leaving her damn body. She gasped so hard. She said, oh. And then she just put her hand up. She put her arm up like to block me from not seeing her.
I bet she called you the M-word.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did. She put her hand up like it was a visor. Like, she was so pissed at me. And so I just stared at her for like 5 more seconds. And her husband just looked over at me and he did like the little chuckle, like, huh. And then just looked back.
I bet they would drive one of them little libtard
mobiles. I think they're driving like a Mercedes or something like that. It was a nice car.
Wait, and she was, no, and she was, he was driving.
She was in the passenger.
I was going to say, because if she was driving, that's not her husband. That's her partner.
Her sugar daddy.
So yeah, my seat goes to that lady for like just going crazy. Like, she lost her damn mind. All right, Ty, you have a seat?
I do. Now, normally I don't seat my workplace. However, they do need to be seated because on Facebook, a vice principal posted like, oh, when's the last day for administrators? And then like my school year got extended by 3 days. So I'm showing up to work for no reason at all. There's no kids, no teachers, nothing. I get to work. I can't even get into the damn building. It's like a ridiculous thing. I'm like, this is like the stupidest stuff ever. So really the whole school just needs to see. I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Kids is not going to work.
Yes, I can. I did that.
Oh, that's that. All right, you guys have anything to announce before we dip up out of here?
I do.
Yes, actually. I will not be returning in August. I'll be delaying my return because I am leaving July the 11th.
Oh, news to us.
Well, now you know.
Where are you going?
To the sandbox. You'll be able to write me.
Are you going to jail? Yeah,
are you going to sandbox? Is that code name for jail?
Let me tell you, I don't do no jail.
So where are you going? You can't tell us where you're going to be?
I'm going. They're pushing them back to where? There's training camps. They shaving them bald and they pushing them in the camps.
And they're not shaving me bald.
You have to go back in that gas chamber?
No, I wish actually I did though, because that cleared my sinuses for 3 months. That thing, I mean, let me tell you something. That thing worked me over.
Well, you have an amazing time in the Army. Glad Don't Tell is still in effect. And
you said what?
I said I'm glad Don't Ask, Don't Tell is still in effect for you. And I think that's all I got for today. Thank you guys for tuning in to us, and we really appreciate you. Everyone who's listened to the show, watch the show, support it. Definitely make sure you keep abreast of our Instagram account.
They don't flew your flag. You don't know how to act, huh?
Twitter's still hating on us.
Our Twitter is still blocked.
They're trying to tear us down piece by piece. But still, I rise.
I've never seen anyone's Twitter account for that long. How fast?
Yeah. Well, Dex.
What'd you say?
Never mind. I'm not going to be nasty like him. Right, be nasty.
Dex, that one hurt.
Even though if everything of me not to drag you by your
I appreciate that.
Oh, gosh. All right. Stay tuned to all the channels. We appreciate you guys listening. We'll take a little break, get a little rest, recharge, but there will be content. So stay tuned to the feed and just it'll update. So you'll see something. All right. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, my name is Jay. We will see you guys when we come back. Have a great summer, Hags. This is Bro Talk Live. We out. You ain't never say Hags.
You just say anything out your mouth.
You ain't never writing people's yearbooks Hags?
Uh-oh.
No. What? Did y'all have yearbooks? Y'all broke. Y'all ain't probably
had yearbooks. Yeah, we had yearbooks.
We're not from Baltimore. Y'all yearbooks, y'all use them as to protect y'all from them bullets.